This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A passenger train struck a vehicle and partially derailed in a tunnel along Taiwan's east coast Friday, killing at least 36 people, injuring dozens more, according to police. Rescuers are trying to reach at least 70 other passengers trapped in carriages inside the tunnel, and about 60 of those rescued were rushed to the hospital. Taiwanese authorities said that a construction vehicle that had slid down an embankment landed on the tracks, likely caused the accident. The crash is considered the worst rail disaster in at least four decades in Taiwan. The express train traveling from Taipei to Taidong was carrying about 350 passengers, many tourists and people returning to their hometowns at the start of a long weekend, the annual four-day tomb-sweeping holiday. Good Friday masses were celebrated across Australia as worshippers told of their joy at being able to mark Easter in person. Last year's services were held online due to the coronavirus pandemic. St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney opened for Friday Mass with 100% capacity allowed, although the church was not completely full for service. Peruvians are preparing to spend Easter amidst a strict quarantine after a spike in COVID-19 infections. The Peruvian capital, Lima, began a third quarantine ordered by central government to help prevent an uptick in infections, as happened in previous festivities. The restrictions will be in place until April the 4th. Citizens will be able to leave their homes to go shopping for basic necessities, walking or bicycling, and private vehicles will be prohibited. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is